Welcome back, stoners. I am your host, B.C. All right. And I just want to say happy Martin Luther King birthday, you heard me. I'm, hold on a second. I don't even know the name of it, but it's good as shit. Anyways. Yeah, man, Martin Luther King, people. Oh, man, a great activist, a great civil rights leader, a great leader of men, women, and all human beings, man. He was a great man. You know, it's not like I knew him. I was born in 85. He died, you know, well before I was even thought about. So, but he changed lives, you know. He changed a lot of lives with that march in Selma. He changed more lives with that I Have a Dream speech. You know, this is a man that he didn't just want to see his own people prosper. You know, no. He wanted to see everybody prosper. You know, it's just, you know, a lot of people wasn't ready for that. You know, they wasn't ready for that. So, yeah, they killed him. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know what happened. They killed him. Shot went through his shoulder, then through his jawbone, came out the back of his head. He died instantly on the balcony. But his legacy and his dream did not. His legacy and his dream did not. My kids are a product of his dream. You know, my kids are half white. So that was his dream. Not to, you know, all black men have sex with white women. No, that wasn't his dream. His dream was that so everybody could come together, you know. That sticky shit always go out. So yeah, stoners, man, Martin Luther King, man, he was a great one. But let's not forget that Malcolm X was also a great one. See, people got these people misconstrued in so many ways. They got the game messed up. They think because Martin Luther King was promoting peace that he wasn't about violence. But did you know that Martin Luther King Jr. hoarded machine guns, ARs, AK-47s? Hand grenades. He hoarded them in various warehouses and stash spots. See, in his mind was, we're going to start with peace, but don't think we can't defend ourselves. And Malcolm X's case was, forget that. They had a chance for peace. They passed on that. Now we want it. We will take it if we need it. I'm not asking, I'm demanding. You know what I'm saying? It's the old case of Professor X and Magneto. You know, Professor X and Magneto wanted the same thing, for humans to just get along with mutants. But Professor X wanted to go about it peacefully. Let's talk. Let's have treaties. Let's have UN seatings. And let's try to figure out this, that, and the third. And where Magneto was like, I ain't got to figure out nothing. I'll take all the iron out your body and put it in your eyeball, you know? Why? Because he feels, I'm human. Just because I'm a better human than you, I'm still human. We are all human. Don't be afraid of something that you don't understand. Because all you have to do is take the time to understand it. And you will realize there's nothing to be afraid of. Absolutely nothing. You know? I'm a blessed man, and I'm blessed to be talking to y'all stoners. So I hope y'all have a blessed day on this Martin Luther King birthday. You know, Martin Luther King birthday, nobody's working, so you better be at home with your feet up. Kids in daycare, I don't know about school. I think it's like school's out. Kick the kids out your house. Roll you up a fatty. Sit back and be called daddy. But stoner. This is a day of remembrance. This is a day to remember this man. He did great things. I know y'all seen the movie Selma, how they tried to portray him. Hey, he's human. Of course, Hollywood is going to put in the time that Martin Luther King cheated. They gotta cheapen him a little bit. He can't be the silver star. But he is in our eyes and in our book. So happy Martin Luther King birthday. All right. Stoners unite.